Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Zach Mir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 20th of May. Starting off with AFC Energy, where we've had this gap through neckline resistance around the, the 17 pence level, as well as a gap above the 50-day moving average at 15 pence. So that looks pretty serious in terms of a move to the upside. End of day close above that neckline, and we're looking at hopefully initial retest of 25 pence resistance from March, but best case scenario target up as high as 45 pence, which seems a bit ambitious, but after all the consolidation that we've had, that could be possible. This stage only really back below the 50-day line at 15 pence really dampens the bullish speculation on a technical basis. A lot of chit-chat still about Braveheart, and interesting that after several days of the stock grinding around either side of the 20-day moving average at 28 pence, we're still roughly where we were, 27 to 30 pence range. Probably the easiest thing here is to wait for an end-of-day close above recent 31, 32 pence resistance, especially as the potential upside once we get through this logjam would be up towards the 60 pence level, so giving away a couple of pence here or there shouldn't be too difficult. The other point to note, I suppose, which is a positive one, is that all this consolidation has occurred above the neutral 50 level at it's currently at 56 on the RSI, and the longer that stays, the state of affairs, the greater the chance of a quite sharp push to the upside. So nothing wrong with being in the stock there at the moment, given that RSI configuration. Nothing quite so sort of equivocal as far as the next chart is concerned. Condor Gold, massive breakout here to the upside. Reminds me of the way that some of the farmers were moving last week or the week before. But here we've got a break of that initial May resistance at 47 pence above that. And we're looking as high as the February price channel top of 90 pence over the next month or 6 weeks. So pretty spectacular stuff there in terms of that setup on Condor Gold. Not quite as exciting with Echo Energy, but at least it's here in terms of the heroes. A strong green candle we've had today after the false break through the 50-day line at the end of April. A good thing, I suppose, for May is that we've had higher lows, and the view at this stage is at least while we're above the 50-day line at 0.56, looking towards a target as high as 1.2 pence at the top of that rising March trend channel. The other point to note, I suppose, is that end of day close above 0.82, that April peak, is the neckline resistance on a potential extended recovery, and that could take the shares up towards filling the gap towards 1.82 pence if we get a weekly close above that particular area. But at least 1.2 pence looks relatively easy to achieve. Gfinity is a stock which I've covered a couple of times before, and I think it's behaved itself reasonably well, especially in March. Shame about the pullback that we had back to the 1 pence zone, but recent price action at and above the 50-day moving average, which does suggest that finally we may go up and stay up. The best case scenario here at the moment is that above the 50-day line at 1.36, and especially above 1.5 pence, we could hit the top of that rising trend channel from March as high as 3.5 pence. So something to look forward to there potentially. Jersey is next, Jersey Oil and Gas. Here we've had a neckline break. Neckline there at, 77 pence above that on an end of day close basis. And we could head towards that February resistance line and the 200-day moving average up towards £1.40. So looking pretty sprightly there, especially with today's very solid looking green candle. On to Modern Water, which has had a lot of hype, or at least enthusiasm on Twitter over recent times. I think it's a sort of COVID related in some way as well, so a bit of excitement there as well. But looking at the most bullish scenario here, we've got a wide rising trend channel in place from July last year. And we've actually also gapped through the 200-day moving average at 1.27, so a couple of very big bullish signals there. The view at this stage, at least while we're above the December support area, 1.6, 1.7, December resistance area, 1.6, 1.7 pence we could head up towards that big target at 5 pence. So something for the bulls to get enthused about. Stock which was new to me as of this morning is Supply Me Capital. I'm not sure whether it's supposed to be Supply At Me Capital, but never mind, whatever it is, SYME. We've got a falling wedge here, rising share price off practically zero, which is interesting. The view at this stage, though, is an end-of-day close above that resistance line from April at around the 0.25 pence level. Could be enough to take the stock up for a new leg to the upside. And that April resistance line projection at 0.47 pence. The key here, I suppose, is for an end-of-day close above 0.25, just to get to recover that low that we had from April. So turn this into a bear trap rebound. Tern had a good update, or a solid update, in terms of what it's doing today. And the shares have responded reasonably well. What we're looking for at the moment, if you are a bull of the stock, is an end of day close above that mid-May resistance, neckline resistance at 12 pence. If we can get through that, then the upside could be reasonably significant, probably towards the 18 to 20 pence area. Obviously, we've been blocked on a number of occasions, notably by the 16 pence level, but the rising trend channel that we have at the moment above 10 pence could take the shares up to 20 pence, no matter what the cynics may say regarding the fundamentals. On to Velocys as the last stock of the day. We had the spike, I think, the other week through towards 4.5 pence. Rather nasty retracement after that, back to 2.9, 3 pence or so. But we're back up again and heading towards, hopefully, the top of this rising trend channel that I drew a couple of weeks back, heading towards 7.5, 8 pence. End of day close above that initial May peak at 4.34 pence would be the key to the stock pushing on higher towards 7 or 8 pence over the next few weeks. That's it from me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.